I think they both just need the next 48 hours to get ready, frankly. I would be surprised if they do not go. It's Jason Spitz. We'll get to nine. No, Quinn has a personal situation. He had to travel to Louisiana. He'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, I think so. I mean, Brandon, no reason to think not. Brandon's been here a long time. I mean, he knows their offense. I mean, the only thing you want for Brandon is to get back into the live action, and that'll be the case Sunday. But I think he's done everything we've asked, you know, leading up to this, from a preparation standpoint. So he's ready to go. Brandon does a good job for us. He's does a nice job coming out of the backfield, and we'll look for him to do the primary, some of the third down things that Deshaun Wynn has done for us the last couple of weeks. Well, I think those things usually just take care of themselves. I think if you put too much into it, I mean, that's not what Donald wants. And really, I mean, Donald's going to have opportunities to catch the ball in this game. I'm pretty confident in that. Yeah, that's a good question. That's really more questions for Jeff than that. So, why don't we give Jeff that question? Oh, my gosh. I think anytime you say all time in the history of the Green Bay Packers, that regardless of the category, I think that speaks volumes. I mean, the tradition and the history of the Green Bay Packers, the players that have played before, the players that are here, I think it speaks volumes about Donald's performance, and even more so as a person, the way he goes about his business. Who, Donald? Yeah, we talk about those days. He's a lot bigger. That's why I remember how light he was when he came in. But boy, was he gifted. The thing I remember about Donald in 99 was his ability to go get the football. You know, he had incredible leaping ability. I know he's a high jumper. And that's a thing that really stuck out. He had a huge heart. He was definitely undersized. But, what he's done with his body and just the play at the level that he has throughout his career, I mean, it's been really fun to come back and be part of it. I think so. I think Chad's ready. The opportunity to go in the jog through today, and everybody feels good. I mean, I think clearly he'll need the next 48 hours to get ready. Well, that'll help him. Same. I think Chad and Atari are pretty much in the same boat. That these next 40 hours will be important for them. Really, those decisions come down to more to special teams. You can play that, the chess game all you want, because defensively and offensively, you never want to be one player away from being out of a personnel group that you feel is going to play a primary part of that game plan. So, I mean, that's all part of your planning on Monday and Tuesday. And really, the determining factor of the way we do it is special teams. So, injuries play a big part into that, and it gets tougher and tougher each week. Yes, I do. I think he's that this month of being inactive and working on all the different teams and really having an opportunity to be introduced to pro football at a slower rate, I think has really helped him. So I really like the progress that he's made on the field. I know Joe Witt and everybody feels he's really making progress in the classroom. So I think he'll definitely contribute. Calvin Johnson is a very talented football player. He's got everything you look for in a receiver. So I'm sure they'll adjust accordingly.